بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيأتي على الناس زمان لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا من القرآن إلا رسمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected ulama, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah Ta'ala make whatever is being sent a means of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind at large. I say this point because our pious elders always say what is referred to as tajdeedun niyyah is to make an intention in anything and everything that we do. Main ye kaam kis wajah se kar raha hoon, kis niyat se kar raha hoon. Always ponder on why I'm doing it. Coming to the masjid, the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm coming early to the masjid so that I can get the reward of sacrificing a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these important intentions are necessary in everything we do. If we ponder on our intentions, we can get so much sawab. At the same time, it can save us from so much of wrong. If a person, for example, there's a nikah coming in the family, and the person says, see, what are this nikah that's going to take place in the family? I am doing this act because it is sunnah, one side. At the same time, a person can say that, you know what? Ask himself, that I'm being so extravagant, is this liked by Allah or not? So niyat in everything. Whatever we do, we should think about it before we do it. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat. At the same time, I make a request to all those that are leaning on the, against the wall there. If you've got no back problem, come forward. Come forward. Jazakallah khair. Rasulullah SAW had mentioned, when you come to the masjid, come right front. Come into the safs right here. As Nabi SAW said, finish the first row, then the second row, then the third row. See, I'm waiting for you to come forward. But don't look that side, come forward. Come forward. Very important. I'm waiting for you to come. I won't start the bayan until you don't come forward. Come forward. I'm not joking, I'm being serious. Come inside the saf. Come right inside. You've got no back problem. Old people are here in the front, young people are sitting over there. Discipline is part of Islam. Come right inside. Jazakallah khair. Allah give us hidayat. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. Say ameen. Respected elders and brothers, we are coming to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of preparing for the month of Ramadan and get the object for which Allah Ta'ala has ordained this month. Say ameen. Allah give us the object for which He has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. It's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Let us ponder again. We don't do things for the sake of doing things. We need to understand what I'm doing. All of us, mashallah, we will read Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, again Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of deliberating, contemplating on what I am saying to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. O Allah, only you do I make, only your ibadah do I make, and only you do I seek help from. Only seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes repeat that. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Only you, ya Allah. I mean, only your ibadat. And only I seek help from you. Allah says, Hada baini wa baina abdi wa li abdi ma asalani. This is between me and my servant. And for my servant, whatever he will ask, I'll give. Thereafter we say, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us on the straight path. O Allah, guide us on the safe path. Sometimes when we're saying this, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, make intention. Ya Allah, guide me. Guide that person who's in drugs, that person who's indulging in alcohol, that person that's indulging in interest, that person that's doing that haram, whatever, whatever. Ya Allah, give them all hidayat. Repeat that, ihdina siratul mustaqim. Give us hidayat. Give that person, think of those people, whoever has gone astray, Allah, give them hidayat. And this is, as they say, is part of your khushu, part of your improving your salah. In that concentration, in that manner we ask, Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Allah, give us hidayat. We're making that dua. After we make this dua, and then we go on to the next surah, Surah Baqarah, we ask Allah for hidayat. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying to us, Hudal lil muttaqeen. Hidayat is for those that will have in them the quality of taqwa. Quality of taqwa. These are the people Allah will give hidayat to. You ask Allah, give me hidayat. Allah says, yes, I will guide you. I will give you hidayat. The way of getting hidayat is to bring that quality of taqwa. That quality where I learn to be abstain from things that Allah has prohibited. To be precautious. Not to indulge in anything that will earn the wrath of Allah angry, make Allah angry, or anything that is not, permissible. I must be very precautious. To understand this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had asked Ka'b bin Ahbar radiallahu anhu, Rahmatullah Ali. He was one of those that had brought Iman in the time of when Umar radiallahu anhu had conquered Palestine. Asked him, what is the meaning? He was a learned person. What is the meaning of taqwa? What is the meaning of taqwa? So he explained, it is like a person that is walking on a thorny path, and in front of him there are thorns, to the right are thorns, left thorns, all around him are thorns. How particular, how careful he will be that he doesn't get picked by a thorn, he doesn't get his garment torn by a thorn. Why? He's worried. He'll be very mindful of everything. This is what is referred to as taqwa. Furthermore, to understand this quality of taqwa, when we are in a situation we are uncertain of something, as Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, da' ma yurib ila ma la yurib. Leave out that in which there is doubt for that in which there is no doubt. That is what is referred to as being precautious. In another hadith, Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, al isma haqa fi sadrik. That which troubles your heart, that is sin. And you don't like people to know about it. At the same time, there's a hadith where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, ask your heart, question your heart. When there's something that is doubtful, question your heart. When that trouble is in the heart, when there's a concern in the heart, remember that is not right. If you go by the person to ask a fatwa, he'll give you a fatwa. Fatwa, he'd say, maybe it's permissible. But within your heart, you need to know. You need to question yourself. Now, my respected elders and brothers, this point of being precautious and being wary, many a times, they say you are being harsh, you are being hard, you're being, mutashaddid. No, it's part of taqwa. Today I sometimes ponder to myself, many a people that make these statements, who are so liberal-minded, almost everything is jaiz with them. Photography is acceptable, videoing is acceptable, TV is acceptable, intermingling is acceptable. All these things, they say we must be moderate. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. I think they would refer to and insult Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was so precautious, was so particular, even when he came to weighing mush, what you say, fragrant, and his wife had to do the job, he said, no. Even though you're weighing it, but you're going to get some fragrant or the smell of it. No, you don't do it. What would we refer to him? What would these people refer to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? Allah make them realize that they are on the boundaries of going into haram. And they're already in the haram. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin wa baynahuma mushtabihat. Halal is clear, haram is clear. Between the two of them is the doubtful things. This is what we need to understand, my respected elders and brothers. Today, if you want to go for a fatwa, you'll get a fatwa. Today, you'll get those people that will say television is permissible. Photography is permissible. Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear. Ashadul azab yawm al-qiyamah lil mutasawirin. The most severest punishment on the day of qiyamah will be those that will indulge in photography. So sad to see that today, even our Islamic books, or so-called Islamic books, that the modernists have prepared, in which we will find all this kind of photography in it. And pictures, animate object has become normal. All these things have become normal. And Allah Ta'ala protect us. We have become desensitized in the way that we feel to ourselves, you know, it's okay, everybody is doing it. Everything is okay because everybody is doing it. Everything is okay. There may be Maulana's doing it. There may be that person doing it. My respected elders and brothers, as the time is coming, that we're going to find that the people that are going to be practicing on deen may be few. On practicing proper deen will become few. Allah make us from amongst them. Say, Amit. Why? Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Bada Islam gharib wa sayaudu kama badaw tuba lil ghuraba aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Meri baat baya dhyan se sun lo, achi tarike sun lo, samaj lo. Understand what I'm saying to you. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Islam started strange, unfamiliar. A time is going to become when Islam will become unfamiliar. Like Maulana is now saying to you, by what? You are not allowed to watch TV. You are not allowed to take photography. You are not supposed to be indulging in videoing, all these things. What this Maulana is talking? Everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it in the name of so-called Islam. ITV, Islamic TV, and whatever, all these things. And you know what? Why this Maulana is saying all these things here? Remember what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Islam will start off strange and will become strange again. Glad tidings are for those that are among the strangers, unfamiliar. People are saying, you know, these people are, hardliners and these kind of things. This is not how we just move according to the time and the trends. This is what will happen. But glad tidings, when people will begin to say, hey, what's wrong? What is happening? We must stick to our deen. We must be firm on our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the glad tidings for those that will practice on the deen. So in every way, Maulana will say, Baba, you can't wear red clothes. Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset with that. Bye, don't do it. Hey, what is this Maulana talking? Bye, don't wear short sleeve. Dress up properly. Dress up according to the sunnah. Hey, what is this Maulana is saying? Bye, inshallah al-Aziz, when you come back on deen, you'll understand. When Maulana says, Baba, avoid interest. Today, everywhere there is, you know, anywhere and everywhere. Any accident happened, any calamity took place, but you got insurance. You got insurance. Where's your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now I'm talking to that. Maybe many of us will say, hey, what is this Maulana talking? Doesn't make sense. Tuba lil ghuraba, glad tidings for those that will be unfamiliar, and when they'll tell, and Allah give us tawfiq to speak that haq, but you are not allowed to indulge in interest. There will be those malas and nanas that will say, you must indulge in takaful, it's permissible. This is all lies. This is all a way of business. Understand what I'm saying. My respected elders and brothers, be firm on your deen. Be strong on your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah will protect us and glad tidings for those. So in different ways, we need to do soul searching. Look into our souls and ask ourselves, how firm am I on my deen? In that is my success. Hudal lil muttaqin. Guidance is for those that will have taqwa. They will be precautious and will be firm on the deen. Ulaika ala hudan min rabbihim. These are the people Allah will give hidayah to. And ulaika humul muflihun. And these are the successful people who will have that quality of taqwa in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. What is the purpose of this month? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you get that quality of taqwa, that quality of being precautious, that quality of abstaining from sin. Respected elders and brothers, it is not only the Mubarak month of Ramadan that I am precautious. This is for everyone. That in the month of Ramadan, maybe some will keep a beard. After Ramadan, they take it out. It's not only for Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, no, we mustn't watch TV. After Ramadan, can watch TV. In the month of Ramadan, I'm not going to be looking at my cell phone and looking at the videos and looking at pornography. After Ramadan is okay. Allah is not watching after Ramadan. Bekuf, what kind of intelligence this is here? Only Allah looks at Ramadan, Allah don't look after Ramadan? Likewise, only in month of Ramadan, I must see the crowd, mashallah, after Asr, this Hufaz are reading Quran, and after Fajr, and after Ramadan, where they are? Why they are not in the masjid? Gee, only we Muslim in Ramadan? We need to question ourselves. Taqwa is that quality. Taqwa is that quality. We not only do it for Ramadan, for the sake of Ramadan. It's not a ritual. Allah give us hidayah that it comes into us. Understand, when we will have this quality of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us hidayah. Allah, you are the successful person that has this quality of taqwa. It's so important that we bring this quality. Allah is giving us this opportunity that we should now do some soul searching. That inshallah Aziz, like I'm reading Quran in the month of Ramadan, I will read Quran after Ramadan. Like the masjid is filled in Ramadan, it will be filled after Ramadan. Like I come for Fajr Salah in Ramadan, I will come after Ramadan for Fajr Salah. Like I am conscious of Allah in Ramadan, I will be conscious of Allah after Ramadan, inshallah. We understand that factor, inshallah. And most important, in every way, deendari must come into us in totality. Gee, it mustn't be such. And this Allah gives the message, it be heard by the ladies. In the month of Ramadan, they wear the cloak. After Ramadan, they cheat, jeans and t-shirt. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. What kind of Muslim are you? What kind of Muslim are you? Are you allowed to wear these tight-fitting clothes? Is this according to Sharia? Against Sharia. It is against Sharia. You're not allowed. Imagine coming in front of your own son with tight-fitting clothes. Sharam niyate? Got no shame? Got no modesty in you? Allahu Akbar. And then when you pass away, they say, you know what? We must put a sail over the qabr. Nobody must see her body. When she's dead, nobody must see her body. When she's alive, must see her body. What kind of brains are we? What kind? All my sisters understand. This is not Muslims. We are not Muslims only when we are dead. And that's the time we must put 5 kafat for the lady and men 3. And that's the time we must cover our bodies. Allah make us understand. Say Ameen. Allah make us realize. Allah bring us onto deen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.